from Chaitanya Charitamrita, November 9th, 2010, taken from Anti Lila chapter 6, and this two heroes here. There's a few heroes here. Main star is Gaurahari, but then Govardhan is also there with Krishna. And then a co-star is Das Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami. So this particular story is called Gaurahari gives a Govardhan Shila to Das Goswami, 284 to 307. Prabhu Kahe Bhala Kaila Chadila Singhadwar Singhadwari Bhikshavriti Veshara Achar. Mahaprabhu said, Raghunath Das has done very well by no longer standing by the Singhadwara gate to beg for food from the pujaris when they come out in the evening after their sevas. When he was doing that, standing there outside Singhadwara, begging for alms or Mahaprasad, which sounds like a good idea, but when he was doing that, that type of profession or standing there begging for Mahaprasad and Govinde, that resembled the profession of a Vaishya. Vaishya means prostitute. So Lord Chaitanya, he didn't appreciate that type of activity. And he goes on to say some more. It's a long Sanskrit verse, he says. Tatahi kim artamayam agachati ayam dash dasyati anena dattamayam apara samityaham dasyati anena pina dattam anya samesyati na dasyati iti yadi. Lord Chaitanya, now he's explaining, what does this mean? What was it like? He's standing there, say you're standing there at Singhadwara gate, you're waiting for the bhajaris to come out with their big tiffins full of mahaprasadam, so much gaja, so much rice, so much sweets and samosas, and you're waiting there and you're hungry, and you're waiting all day till they come out at night at 10 or 11, 12, whenever they come out. And what do you think? Oh, here is a person coming near. He will give me something. Oh, hey, there's that person that came last night. He gave me something. Oh, now another person is coming near. Maybe he will give me something. Oh, the person who just passed by me didn't give me anything. But maybe the next person that comes out of the temple, he will give me some mahaprasadam. Thus, a person in the renounced order gives up his neutrality, and he depends on the charity of this person or that. Thinking like this, such a renunciate adopts the profession of a prostitute. Chatre jai jatalabha udara bharan anya katha nahi suke Krishna sankirtan. Mahaprabhu said, Das Goswami, if one goes to the booth where free, it's called chatri. It's called anachatri. Anachatri means the food for life office. Food for life room or whatever where they give out. If one goes to the chatri, anachatri, the booth where they give out free food and fills his belly with whatever he obtains, then there is no chance of further unwanted talk. And one can very peacefully chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. So the two options, to stand there and beg for food from the Brahmins and yatris and visitors, versus, because you may beg for someone and say, oh, he gave me a box of gaja, and then you put that in your bag. Hey, maybe I can get some more. Maybe next day I'll come and give me some rice and dal. Oh, you sadhu, you look hungry. Yes, I'm very hungry. I have nothing. Okay, take some rice and dal. Then you stash in your bag, rice and dal. Put that on top of the gaja. You say, maybe I get some more. So then the guy comes out and he says, I have some milk cake. 2 kilos of milk cake. I only need one. They say, oh yeah, chuck a chuck. So now you get way over much more than you need. And then you go home and you eat too much and then you sleep and there's no harikata and there's no japa, there's no mala, there's no nothing. You're just snoring them. So, and you're talking, oh sir, please, you gave me something last night. But if you go to the anachatri, You can only go once. You go once and they fill it up. And if you come back again, they say, hey, I just gave you. Tomorrow you get something. Oh, sorry. So you'd be too ashamed and too frightened to go back again because they won't give you anyway. You go with your tiffin, they put in a fixed amount. Hey, look, everybody gets one cup of tea, two scoops of halva. That's it. It's measured. Say, pum pum, that's it. And you go and you eat that and you get by. So they give you enough to live, but not extravagant. It's not extravagant food, first of all. It's not your choice, first of all. You can't stash it, first of all. You can't go back for seconds, first of all. Or second of all, whatever. So then, you won't engage in any Anya Katha, other talks. And you can Suke Krishna Sankirtan. You can fill your belly Udara Bharana. Bharana means heavy, laden, full, sumptuous. Fill your belly one time, bus. Now chant Hare Krishna happily. Not like, oh, maybe I get some more and he gave me and your mind is talking, so much mind talk. Lord Chaitanya in the previous verse, he was relating all the talk of the mind. Not only does our tongue speak, but our mind speaks, as everyone knows. Jibber jabber is always going on in the mind. Oh, this and he's that and she's this and he's that and he looked and she looked and what does he think and what does he think and she think? And big talk, big mental talk going on. So that's Anya Kata, Anya Kata Nahi. When the belly's full, then you're not no longer saying, oh, he gave last night and he gave last night. Udara Bharan, Suke Krishna Sankirtan. Hetavali Tanre Puna, Prasada Karila, Govardhanera Shila Gunja Mala Tanre Dila. After saying this, Mahaprabhu bestowed his mercy upon Raghunath Das by giving him a Govardhan Shila and a garland of small Gunja berries. Shankar Ananda Saraswati, Brindavana hoite aila, tena se shila gunja mala lana gela, parshve ghanta gunamala, govardhana shila, dui vastu mahaprabhu rageyani dila, dui purva vastu pan, prabhu tushta haila, smaranera kale gale, pare gunja mala. Previously, when Shankarananda Saraswati had returned from Brindavan, he brought the Govardhan Shila and the Gunjamala. Shankar Ananda Saraswati gave these two items, the Gunjamala and Govardhan Shila, to Mahaprabhu. Dui Vastu. Upon receiving these two Apurva Vastu. Apurva means unprecedented. Apurva vastu, unprecedented substances. Very uncommon, unusual things. What are those unusual things? Govardhan Shila. Apurva vastu. And Gunjamala. Mahaprabhu was tushta haila. He was very satisfied. And whenever he would do smaranakale, when Lord Chaitanya, when he was meditating on Radharani and Radhabhav, and Radhabhav meditating on Krishna or Nitya Lila, then he would put the garland of Gunjamala around his neck. Which they say represents Radharani, the Gunjamala. And Prabhupada translates Smaranera Kale, he says, at the time of chanting Hare Krishna. When Lord Chaitanya, while chanting Hare Krishna, Lord Chaitanya was very happy, he would put the Gunjamala around his neck. Govardhana Shila Prabhu Ridaye Netre Dare Kabu Nasaya Granalaya Kabu Shire Kare. Mahaprabhu would put the stone to his heart, or sometimes to his eyes. Sometimes he would smell the Govardhan Shila with his nose, and sometimes place it on his head. So of course, it's saying stone or Shila. Shila means stone. But as we find out later, and we already know now, who is doing what here? First of all, the Govardhan Shila is Sakshat Krishna, Prajendra Nandan Shamsundar. And Mahaprabhu is Radharani and Radhabhav. So Radharani basically is saying Radharani would put Giriraj or Govardhan to her heart and sometimes hold Govardhan on her eyes and sometimes smell Krishna and sometimes place on her head like this. This is her honor, her love, expression of her attachment for Krishna. Netra jale se shila bije nirantar shila re kahina prabhu Krishna kalevara. The Govardhan Shila was always moist with the tears from eyes of Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu would say, Shilare Prabhu, Krishna Kalevara, this Govardhan Shila is directly the body of Krishna, Kalevara. Right? Yam yam vapi smran bhavam tyajat yanti kalevaram. Kalevara means body. This Govardhan Shila, so therefore, Mahaprabhu and Radhabhava is saying, this Govardhan Shila is Krishna's body, I'm smelling Krishna's body, I'm putting Krishna's body in my eye, I'm holding Krishna's body to my heart, I'm putting Krishna's body on my head. Hey Matatina Vatsar, Shila Mala Darila, Tushtahana Shila Mala Raghunate Dila. For 3 years, Mahaprabhu kept the stone and garland, I mean the Govardhan Shila and Gunjamala. Then greatly satisfied by the behavior of Raghunath Das, Mahaprabhu gave them both to him. Prabhu kahe Shila Krishna avigraha inhara seva kara tumi karya agraha. Mahaprabhu, when Mahaprabhu gave the Govardhan Shila and Gunjamala to Das Goswami, first thing he said is, Krishna Kalevara, this Shila is the body of, is directly the body of Krishna. Now he again says the same thing. Hey Shila Krishna Vigraha, Seva Karatumi Karya Agraha. This Govardhan Shila is the transcendental form of Sri Krishna, Krishna Vigraha, Krishna Kalevara, Krishna Vigraha. Worship the Shila with great eagerness. Agraha. Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, in his commentary, says, Mahaprabhu states that the Govardhan Shila was directly the form of Krishna, Nanda Maharaj's son. Mahaprabhu served the Shila for 3 years. Then, in the heart of Das Goswami, Mahaprabhu awakened bhakti for Giriraj. Very interesting. Commentary, Bhakti Siddhanta. Mahaprabhu is serving and loving, handling, looking at, bathing with his tears of his eyes. It says that the Govardhan Shila was always moist, wet, with tears from his eyes. So that's his abhishek. Premashru abhishek. Mahaprabhu Premashru abhishek. Bathing Govardhan Shila with the tears of love from his eyes and heart. So after 3 years of that intimate exchange of love and service, then being tushta, satisfied with the behavior. First, the behavior of Raghunath was attractive to Lord Chaitanya. And then he awakened in the heart of Raghunath, an intense desire to worship this Govardhan Shila. After he awakened devotional service to the Govardhan Shila, Mahaprabhu gave the Shila to Raghunath Das, and he accepted Raghunath as one of his most confidential servants. Mahaprabhu said that the Govardhan Shila is not different from the body of Sri Krishna. Hey Shilara Karatumi Satvika Pujan Achirat Pabe Tumi Krishna Primadhan. Mahaprabhu continued to instruct Raghunath Das how to worship this Govardhan Srila. First he identified, first he qualified, he examined the Pujari. Are you qualified? Are you qualified to worship this Govardhan Srila? How did he qualify to worship Govardhan Srila? By his behavior. What type of behavior? By his detachment. By his humility and his renunciation. And that behavior, Raghunath Das greatly satisfied the heart, Tushtam, satisfied the heart of Lord Chaitanya. And now that he had the basic requirements for eligibility to worship from the viewpoint of Mahaprabhu, then he awoken, he created in the heart of that Pujari, potential Pujari, an intense desire to worship Govardhan, Giriraj Bhakti, Govardhan Bhakti. Giriraj Baba Ki Jai. And now that he awoke a desire, first he identified, who is this Srila? Do you know who this Srila is? Krishna Kalevara. It's Krishna Vigraha. This is Sakshat Krishna. Bhagavan Sri Krishna, Krishna's two, Bhagavan Swayam. Raghunath Das, do you know this Srila is Govardhan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead? None different. Sakshat, direct. No installation required, no puja, no pran pratishta. I'm giving you this Govardhan Srila. This Govardhan Srila is my prananath. Mat prananathastu sevanaparaha. This Govardhan Srila is Nandanandan. He's not different from Nandanandan. He is my prananath. Mat prananathastu sevanaparaha. So now, okay, you qualified, I've created desire, I've identified the stone, and clarified in your mind what is your sambandha with this Govardhan Srila? You're the servant, he is Bhagavan. Now how to serve? How to do the puja? How to worship him? So Lord Chaitanya is giving all the instructions. Shiksha Guru. You should be sattvic puja. Sattika. Sattvika Pujan, Sattvik Puja. Worship the stone in the mode of goodness, purity, like a perfect Brahmin. And what will happen? Achirat Pabe Tumi, Krishna Premadan. Achirat. Achirat Pabe Tumi, Krishna Premadan. The treasure, the wealth of love of God, Krishna Prem, will very quickly come, Achirat. By such worship of Giriraj Govardhan, you will surely attain ecstatic love of Krishna without delay. Achirat Pabe Tumi Krishna Premadan. Now he gives further details. Eka Kunja Jala Ara Tulasi Manjari Satvika Seva Eshuda Bhave Kari. To worship this Govardhan Srila, you need a jug of water. Eka Kunja Jala. Jug of water, and a few flowers from Tulsi Manjaris. This worship of Govardhan Srila in complete goodness, when it's performed in complete purity, Satvik Seva A Shuddha Bhave Kari. So, Prabhupada gave us a very simple translation, but this actually there's a much deeper import here in this statement of Lord Chaitanya. He's saying that ideally and ultimately, how should Giriraj be worshipped? Like I'm worshipping. I'm in Radha Bhav. And I'm crying every day when I hold a Srila. For 3 years consecutively every day, I am intimately associating with this Govardhan Srila, holding to my heart, my eyes, my head. And I'm crying, I'm bathing this Srila every day for 3 years. This Govardhan Srila is Krishna. It's directly the body of Krishna. Krishna Kalevara. Krishna Vigraha. So I'm worshipping with Shuddha Bhav. Shuddha Bhav means, says Nirmala Vishuddha Prem. The prema of the Braja Gopis is Vishuddha. Shuddha Bhav. Shuddha Bhav means pure and loving sentiments. And when one is on the level of prema, serving Govardhan with prema, then he bathes Govardhan Shiva with tears of love every day for 3 years. Then he holds to his heart and his eyes. And when he's worshipping the Lord with Shuddha Bhav, that's Prem Seva. It's not Archan Mark, it's not Archan Mark, it's not Bhav Seva, it's Prem Seva. When one is worshipping Govardhan Shiva and Prem Seva, then while worshipping the Lord and Prem Seva, he experiences all septic vikars, all transformations. His hair stands and then he cries. Lord Chaitanya is crying. This is septic vikar. Every time he picks up Nashila, he's crying. Because there's Shuddha Bhav, his pure prema, his love for Giriraj Krishna. So Satvika Seva means you're serving the Govardhan Shila with prema, and all, and while you're serving, you're actually all, so many septic vikars are coming. So you're, what are septic vikars? Crying, ashru. And you're trembling. You're holding him, you're trembling. So you hold him to your head. Oh, please, Giriraj, I'm trembling. Please keep me from trembling. So this is a kunja jala ara tulsi manjari. It can be taken in different ways. You go to one kunja, and then in a dish, and it says a kunja jala ara. So this can be taken. You go to one kunj in Vrindavan, you go to Seva kunj, and we go to Shamakund, to one kunj. And Ara, and with a jug of jala, and with water, you go there, and with a jug of water, what do? And you get some Tulsi Manjaris. And then, you have this water, and these Tulsi Manjaris, then you do Satvik Seva Shuddha Bhav Kari. And then one last instruction he gave. Dui dike, Dvipatra Madhya Komal Manjari, E Mata Ashtamanjari Dibe Shraddha Kari. With faith and love, Shraddha Kari. You should offer 8 Tulsi Manjaris, 4 to each of the feet of Govardhan Krishna. That was the instructions he gave. 5-6 verses he explained about how to worship Govardhan Shila in the story of Gaurahari gifts the Govardhan Shila to Das Goswami. Shri Haste Shila Diya E Agya Dila Anande Raghunath Seva Karite Lagila. After advising Raghunath Das how to worship the Govardhan Shila, Mahaprabhu personally offered the Govardhan Shila with his transcendental hand. Shri Haste Shila Diya. Raghunath Das worshipped the Govardhan Shila according to Mahaprabhu's advice, and while worshipping that Shila, he worshipped in great delight. Ananda, Anand Seva. That's nice. He served the Govardhan Shila with great bliss, great joy. That's a symptom of Prem Seva, joy. Anand. Eka vitasti dui vastra pinda eka khani sarup dilena kunja ani bhari pani. Sarup Damodar gave Raghunath Das 2 cloths, 6 inches long, about this long. Like we have, you saw, a little cloth, 6 inches long. And a wooden platform and a jug to keep water. So we have like that. Har Giriraj sits on a little wooden platform. He mata Raghunatha karena pujan puja kali deke shilai prajendra nandan. Thus, Raghunath Das Goswami began worshipping the Govardhan Shila. And as he did so, he saw Nanda Nandan directly in that Govardhan Shila. Prajendra Nandan Sri Krishna Ki Jai. Actually, the Govardhan Shila that Raghunath Das worshipped, although they have some Shila in some temple, most of the senior authorities in Vaishnava history of Vrindavan say that the actual Shila that Lord Chaitanya gave to Raghunath Das is located in a place named Bhagavat Nivas. But the Shila, we had darshan, the Shila 10, 11 years ago or so. Shila is about this big. this big and about this wide. It's quite big. You know, it's like this. Big. Big sign. Not some little, some temple, they have a little square thing like this. And that, the authorities and senior acharyas and goswamis, they have no vested interest. And there's some, that's Bhagavad Nivas is a very famous place of many Siddha Bhavas over the last 200 years. I guess it's still there unless they knocked it down and made an apartment house. It's nearby ISKCON. And many famous Siddha Sants of Vrindavan did their bhajan there. And you look on this calendar here from Radhakund, it tells you the disappearance day of different Vaishnavas. So-and-so, Haridas, Baba, Tirubhav, and it tells where the celebration is. Bhagavat Nivas, Vrindavan. Many of them. Bhagavat Nivas. And we went there, and Babaji was in the temple chanting, small little temple, in those days, small temple. On the altar they had 6 or 7 Govardhan Shilas and a couple of pictures. Very simple. And Bhajanandi place. Madhukari Babas. And I said, do you know which of these Shilas is Lord Chaitanya's? Oh yeah, the one on the left over there. Wasn't like, look at this, you know that. There was no show, a big thing, this, that. Yeah, the one that on the second shelf on the far left, that's Lord Chaitanya. Not shelf. Hare Krishna. Such a valuable, wonderful, extraordinary. Has anyone had darshan of that Shila? Anyone? Not sure. Prabhur Swahasta Datta Govardhana Shila, E Chinti Raghunatha Preme Basi Gela. Raghunath Das Goswami started thinking, I received this Govardhan Shila directly from the hands of Radharani. Radharani has given me Krishna, Sakshat Krishna. Radharani has given, put Krishna in my hands. I receive this Govardhan Shila directly from the hands of Mahaprabhu. And consequently, he was always overflooded with ecstatic love. Prema Bhasi Gela. He was submerged in the waves of ecstatic love. Prema Bhasi. And that's why he was able to do Shuddha Bhavi, Sattvic Seva, Shuddha Bhavi. Shuddha Bhav, Shuddha Bhav, pure ecstatic symptoms of divine love, which reverberated throughout his body and caused various changes in his physical and mental being. And those changes he offered as Seva to the Lord through his eyes, through his Tulsi Manjaris, through his water. Jal tulasira sevai, tanarjata sukodhai, sodashopachara pujai, tata sukanai. The degree or amount of transcendental bliss, sukha udhai, the rise of transcendental happiness that Raghunath Das Goswami enjoyed simply by offering water and Tulsi Mandris to the Govardhan Shila is impossible to achieve, even if one offers a deity with 16 kinds of paraphernalia, sodash upachar. Sodash means 16, upachar, articles of puja, sodash upachar. Esha ganda, esha pushpa, this, that, malya, so many things. He just, little water, he mata kataktina karena pujan tabe surav gosai tanre kahi lavachan. So Lord Chaitanya gave him the basics. Worship him with Shuddha Bhav and Sattvic. Sattvic Seva and Shuddha Bhav. Lord Chaitanya said, just love him. Just take the Govardhan Shila and love him. And Krishna loves Tulsi. Krishna loves love. So offer him your Shuddha Bhav, your Prem Bhav. And some Tulsis, because Krishna always has Tulsis on his feet and he's Brajendranandan. Krishna Vigraha, Krishna Kalevara, Sakshat Brajendranandan. Directly the son of Krishna, Nandan Nandan. And offer him your love. And so he did, my Prem Seva. And then he ran into his Shiksha Guru, Swarup Damodara. After Das Goswami worshipped the Govardhan Shila for some time, one day Swarup Damodara spoke to him as follows. Actually, Raghunath, you should offer a little bit more than just your love. Because Giriraj is Aniyor, Aniyor. He likes to eat, you know. So some Raghunath, don't mind, Lord Chaitanya, he's in Mahabhav. He's Radharani. So Radharani, Krishna loves just to, Krishna's satisfied just to relish Radharani's prem, her love, her Shuddha Bhav. But maybe your worship and Radharani's worship is something different. All right, you're a premi, but listen, I want to tell you something, because Lord Chaitanya has put you under my guidance. For 16 years, Raghunath Das Goswami was in Puri being instructed by Surup Damodar. Surup Damodar is Lalita Sakhi. When we go to Boma Vrindavan, Lalita Sakhi will instruct us in plays and riddles and so many things. She will teach us and direct us to Radharani. So now that same Lalita Sakhi is Surup Damodar teaching the sadhaka. Teaching the sadhaka how to do prem seva, how to please the Lord. So then Surup Damodar, so now, Mahaprabhu is gifted this Govardhan shield to Das Goswami because he's satisfied with him. And then he's turned him back over. Okay, I entrust you to your Shiksha Guru, Surup Damodar. Now Surup Damodar says, yes, yes, you worship for a few days. Okay, now listen. By the way, I have to tighten up a little bit here. Ashta Kodhira Kaja Sandesha Kara Samarpan Shodakari Dile Se Amritera Sama. Surup Damodar said, Das Goswami, you should worship your Govardhan Shila with some first class sweetmeats known as Kaja. You know those Kaja? Those long, crunchy sweets they have in Jagannath Puri, everyone likes. Sweet and crunchy. Melt in your mouth. Kaja and Sandesh. If you offer Kaja and Sandesh to Giriraj with faith and love, they will be just like nectar. Shraddha Kari Dile Sei Amrit Sama. So love is full of, love is nectarine. Love sustains one. What is Amrit? Amrit sustains one's existence. Amrit nourishes one, revives one. It's a tonic. It's a rejuvenator. So the greatest tonic, the greatest sustainer, and the greatest rejuvenator is pure love. If one has pure love, then he's rejuvenated. He's stimulated. He has a tonic. And he feels great. So this is what Das Goswami is offering, this love in the form of Sandesh and Kaja. And it's transforming. Govardhan is so happy with that, he's turning it into nectar. He said it'll be like nectar. You offer your love and faith. That was one instruction, only one instruction. Raghunath Das only added one instruction to the instructions Lord Chaitanya gave on Govardhan Puja, Govardhan worship, Shila worship. Tulsi mandris, water, bath, tears, love, and Aniyor, food, some kaja, some sweet meat, something sweet. Many of the Babaji's, they don't have much money, they're Madhukari Babas. And so sometimes when they go and do Madhukari, and they get rotis, then they say, oh ma, because most Prajapati Brahmins, they usually keep mystery. Because they make different drinks with mystery, they make different medicines with mystery. Or sore throat and things like that. They cook herbs in mystery. Mystery means rock candy. Sugar candy, rock candy. So then the Madhukari Babas say, oh ma, radi radi, tora, mystery dedo? My Giriraj Baba Seva? So then the lady, she'll give some sogram, dosogram mystery. So then the Baba will come back and keep it in some old container. And every day he'll break a piece of mystery and with one tulsi, because he always has tulsi by his kuti, so tulsi's growing. Make tulsi patra and little mystery and offer Giriraj. Giriraj is his sandesh, Giriraj is his kaja, Giriraj is his rasgulla, Giriraj is his gulab jamun, Giriraj is rasmalai, Giriraj is his Russian cake, no? Russian cakes. This is all these nice things. It's only every day mystery, one piece of mystery with one tulsi and some mandris on his feet. Because it's prem seva, bhav, shuddha bhav. I've seen it in my own eyes. And that's like nectar. Because shraddha seva, with love. That mystery is offered with love and devotion. So Govardhan was very happy to receive it. And he tasted it. It became just like nectar, like amrit. Tabayasta kodi, I said, acha. Tabayasta kodira kaja, kare samarpan, sarup agya govinda taha, kare samadan. Raghunath Das then began offering the costly sweetmeat known as kaja, which Govinda, following the orders through Damodar, would supply. So Govinda would ask Kashi Mishra. Kashi Mishra was very wealthy. He was a, like, head superintendent of all the priests of Jagannath Temple, in charge of their money and payment from the king. So he would arrange to purchase from the market, or have made, probably, and then give this to Govinda, and Govinda would give it to Das Goswami because he had no money. Raghunatha se shila mala jabe paila gosanira abhipraya e bhavana karila. When Das Goswami received from Mahaprabhu the Govardhan Shila and Gunjamala, he could understand the Lord's intentions. So in other words, if someone receives a gift from another devotee, he should understand that the gift is a substance, it's some object, but there's some intention, there's some feelings, intention, or mind behind that gift. Why is it given? What is the intention? What is the feelings behind it? So Das Goswami understood. What does it mean? Everything has a meaning. In devotional life, everything, every expression, every gift, every statement, every movement has a meaning. As much as our consciousness is pure and we're aware of Krishna, then we can see the meaning of all the movements and people and expressions and gifts that we receive in our daily movements as devotees. So he thought, Shila Diya Gosai Samarpila Govardhan Gunjamala Diya Dila Radhika Charan. Yes. Das Goswami, I understand. Mahaprabhu gave me. He gave me this Govardhan Shila. What does it mean? What is the meaning of this gift? Is okay, here's a Shila, do puja, it's Krishna Vigraha, Krishna Kalevara. No. There's a deeper meaning. If you just take things externally, you'll never advance. You have to go deep into the meaning. What is Guru's meaning? What is Krishna's intention? What is Guru's intention? What is the meaning? We have even in basic study, we have the expressed meaning and the implied meaning. Like someone says something, what's the implication? What's, like we have a phrase, read between the lines. What does it say between the lines? Well, this means the intention, the mood, the inner teaching, the deeper teaching. So a devotee is supposed to be muni. Muni means thoughtful, thinking. Why? What? Why? How is this happening? What is the meaning of this? If you're just superficial, then you get fish. If you go to the ocean, go like this with a net, you get fish. If you go to the ocean and you dive inside, you come up with moti. Moti, hira, ratna, gems, pearls, no moti. And go inside. So the ocean of Vaishnav Sangha, the ocean of Vaishnav Sangha and Guru Shishya Sambandha, there's so much jewels of teaching and jewels of intention and meaning. But if we're just like fishing, then we skim the surface and we don't get the deeper import and deeper intention and meaning. Well, Das Goswami's a premi. His consciousness is clear, deep thinker, highly realized, deeply meditating. Shila Diya Gosai Samarpila Govardhan. Now I understand. Mahaprabhu, he gave me this Govardhan Shila. What does it mean? It means that by giving me this Govardhan Shila, aside from, okay, puja, this Shila is not different from Krishna, this Shila is not the Nandan. This, by giving me this Shila, it means that Lord Chaitanya is giving me Giriraj Vas, Braja Vas. He is giving me a residence near Govardhan Hill. That's the meaning of the Shila. The Lord Chaitanya gave him two gifts. He gave him the Shila, Govardhan Shila, and Gunjamala. So the second, what does this mean? What does the Gunjamala mean? Is it just some little wild berry that grows on the shrubs here and there in Vrindavan? It comes in red and black color and also white. And it has no value. If you eat a couple of them, you die. They're poisonous, very poisonous. And if you cut your finger and if some of the juice comes out and cuts your finger, it gets infected. A very valuable thing. The meaning is it was meaningless. It's not worth a paisa. They're free. They grow all around the place. They grow by the goshala. We used to go to the goshala and pick them. They're inside like a little leaf goes around them. It looks like a leaf and it dries up. And inside that brown leaf, you find this beautiful red, shiny, red and black, shiny thing. Like a little cluster. There's some bushes over by the goshala. What does this mean? Lord Chaitanya, Mahabhav, Rasaraj Mahabhav, what does it mean he gave me this Gunjamala? It means this Gunjamala, these Gunjavaris mean that Gauranga Mahaprabhu has given me the shelter of the lotus feet of Srimati Radhika. Gunjamala Diya, Dila, Radhika Charan. He has given me Radhika Charan. Gunjamala Diya, Radhika Charani. Literally what it says is that he has given me Radhika Charan. So that's why devotees say the Gunjamala represents Radharani. Right? So when you have Krishna and Gunjamala, when you have Giriraj and Gunjamala, it means Radha and Krishna. Radhika Charan. If you have Radhika Charan, it means you have Radharani, yes? Because the feet are part of the, they're all one. Feet, head, everything. So he's given me Gunjamala, he's given me Radhika. Anande Raghunathera Bhaya Vismaran Kayamani Sevilena Gauranga Charan. The transcendental bliss of Raghunath Das was boundless. Forgetting everything external. Bhaya Vismaran. Vismaran means no remembrance. He didn't remember anything external. He served the lotus feet of Mahaprabhu with his body and mind day and night. So this is concludes the story. A beautiful short story from Chaitanya Charitamrita. Gaurahari gifts a Govardhan Shila to Das Goswami. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai.